So we're making a hadshin on Perek Kohen Gadol, but just learner beware that really the next Perek is going to begin Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'isa Inyin, and it's going to continue to discuss the laws of the Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis, and then a few days later we'll make another hadshin, and then we're going to end the Masechta a little bit more related to how we started the Masechta, which is Nazir. But the point is that this is very much a hadron al koponim on the whole sugyas of Masechtas Nazir. So we're going to return to talk about the Nazir that's Tamei Tumas Meis and how it impacts his Naziris. But in terms of the Aholis and all the halachis of our Perek, on that we made a hadron halach kangalos. Just a few ha'aras. First ha'ara is that we mentioned this in the beginning of the daf. If you look back at the daf, high level, the last seven daf, and really starting from the Mishnah on daf Memtes on the days, all the way through this last Yibayaluhu on daf Nun Zayin Amar Aleph, discuss the two lists of Tumas Meis. There's the elements and the Chalokim of the Meis that if the Nazir comes in contact with, he would have to be Megaleach. And then there's the list of Al Elu, if the Nazir comes in contact with, he would not have to be Megaleach. And we said that both lists are legitimate Tumas Meis. And in either case, the Mishnah said, the Nazir would have to be Mazah Shlishi Vishvi. The question is he Megaleach or is he not Megaleach? What came clear in today's daf is the Mishnah, daf Nun Vav on the day, is that this halacha of the two lists is not only negated the Nazir, but it's also negated the halachas of Bias Mikdash. And that is, if someone is Tamei Tumas Meis and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's subject to the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, which are very, very chum. However, it's only if he entered being Tamei Tumas Meis with the list of the Tumas Meis Sha'anazim Megalech. If, however, he would enter the Beis HaMikdash, Tamei Tumas Meis, but it's through one of the things that the Nazir is not Megalech, it's Reva Kavavatzamas, it's a Revius of Nam, it's a Goyle of a Daifik, etc., etc. Go through that list on Daf Nun Dalet. So then the halacha is, he wouldn't be Chayiv al Bias Mikdash. And that's the halacha. The Rambam Paskins, like this Mishnah, even though Rameir had a kash on it, a little bit of drama, but at the end of the day, that is the halacha. So you have the list of the Tumah Shanazim Megaleach, and that list is not only Negeya, the Nazir, but it's also Negeya Tumas Mikdash V'Kadashav, it's Negeya the laws of Bias Mikdash. There are only certain types of Tumas Meis that if somebody would enter the Meis HaMikdash in that state of Tumah, he would have all the halachas of Bias Mikdash. Then it says, this list is Negeya a third halacha. And this is by far the most Shriach and the most Halacha l'maisa, and it's even halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. And the makar to that third area in halacha that this lists on Negeya is a b'raisa mesechtes smachis. It's perik dalet halacha chaf aleph. Quote, kol tuma shehanazir migaleach alea koyin muzer alea. The b'raisa mesechtes smachis says that the only time a koyin has an iser to come in contact with a mace is if it's a zasort mace. But if the Nazir would not be Megaleach Aleh, in that instance, you would not have this halacha. Now the emes is, Tosfos and Masechtas Brachos, Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, is mefalfel very much in this Braisa and Masechtas Machos. Tosfos asks, a great sakash on this Braisa, Ayin Shal. And because of that, Tosfos says, Evinirali, that it could be this Braisa's Mishabeshtahi. It's a Tos. And even though it's brought down in Masechtas Machos, really it's a Tos. Then Tosfos is Chayzer, and really if you walk away from Tosfos, you'll be a little bit confused as to Lamaisa. Is this a real Braisa? Or is it Mishabeshti? Was it really a Tos? If you look in the Rishonim, you're going to add confusion al gabi confusion. And really in the final analysis, it's a major, major, major Machlokes Rishonim. Whether that halacha, which it seems to be a Mefurish Braisa, Masechtas Machos, is Emes or it's not Emes? The tzad it's Emes is as I state. The tzad it's not Emes is not that we don't paskin like it, but simply Mishabeshtahi, it's a Tos. And if it's a Tos, okay, you can't paskin halacha based on the Tos. But the bottom line is that we have the list of the Tumay Shanaz Megalech and the list that the Naz is not Megalech. It's Negeya Hilchas Naziris, it's Negeya Hilchas Bias Mikdash, and it's also Negeya, could be, according to some Rishonim, could be it's only Negeya, it's Negeya also what type of Tumas Meis a Koyin is not allowed to be Metametum. Now, the question that is something you have to ask yourself as you go away from this Gemara is, at the end of the day, Rabbi Lozer said in the name Rabbi Yeshua, Bar Mamu will say in the name Rabbi Yeshua, Kol tumah min hamesh anazim galeach aleh, chayoven aleh abiyas mikdash. V'chol tumah min hamesh in anazim galeach aleh, in chayoven abiyas mikdash. Rabbi Meher kasha. What was this kasha? Lo yitezu kalam in hasheretz. And Rabbi Yeshua Bar Mamu, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Eliezer, if that's your preferred girsa, never answered this question. Nobody answered this question. So at the end of the day, Rabbi Meir has a very, very stark taina. His taina is, why is this worse than Tumas Sheretz? If someone's Tumas Sheretz and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's subject to all the laws of Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. So why would it be if someone's Tumas Meis, because it's the Tumas She'ena Nazim Galeachala, why then wouldn't he be Chayef? And really, on a more fundamental level, what's this whole idea? There's certain Tumas Meis She'ena Galeachala, there's certain Tumas Meis She'ena Nazim Galeachala, it's Negei Abiyas Mikdash, could be Negei also Tumas Kayanim. What is the aside? What is the origin of these two lists? And really, Rameh's kasha, the Gemara never answered Rameh's kasha. So the Rambam, in Hilchas Tumas Meis, this is in Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says, Tumas roiva atzomois ba'oil. The Tumas reveals dam. The Tumas eva she'enol of basa karoi. Be'min ha'meis, be'min ha'chai. All these tumas, what do they have in common? These are tumas she'ena nosim egalechalem. Yiruli says the Ram, I think, shekulam tumasam eino din tayra. All these tumas are not din tayra. Shari ein ha nosim egalechalem. Because the nos is not egalech on all these tumas. K'moy she'bi'arnu b'naziris. Ve'ein chayoben aleh al bias mikdash. And you're not going to be chayiv if someone has that tumah if he enters the Beis HaMikdash. The chol tomei betumah shel tayra chayiv al bias mikdash. Because it's only someone that's tomei with a tumah shel tayra that's going to be chayiv al bias mikdash. But these tumahs yearly shekulam tumasam enoy din tayra. The Rambam seems to be saying that the side of the two lists is one is a deraisa de galis and the other one's a derabanan de galis. That's why the nos is megaleach only on the first list, because those are the Tumas Deiraisa. The other list are only Tumas Derabanan. Bias Mikdash, you only chayiv if it's Tumas Deiraisa, not if it's Tumas Derabanan. The list of things, She'ena Nazma Galechalim, are only Tumas Derabanan. And that's the terrorist, Ramea's Kasha. Ramea asked Nakasha, Kalvachon, Rami Sheretz. Sheretz is Tumas Deiraisa. These are all Tumas Derabanan. And because these are all Tumas Derabanan, so it's for that reason it's not fair. Now the Rambam says, I don't know this for sure, but yearly, right? Rambam's Hergish. Yearly, Azoi Dachzach, Shekulon Tumasam Einod in Torah. That the side of the second list is that all those Tumas are not in Torah. And Emesis, if you go through that list, some of them are clearly not in Torah. Schoches and Prois are not in Torah. Kosofik Tumah Vishosarab and Sveikaitar. Beis HaPras is not a Tumah Deirai. So you see already that some of the things mentioned in that list, we know for sure are Tumas Derabanan. The Rambam held that the whole list are only Tumah Derabanan. And because the Tumah Derabanan, that's why Inan Ozma Galech, that's why Inan Chayiv Bias Mikdash, that would be Pshad in the Brais and the smachis, and that's the answer to Rameh's kasha. Why don't you have a kal v'chomer misheretz? The problem is that the Rambam seems to be soisa mishnasa. The Rambam's in Hilchas Naziris, it's Perikei Halacha Tezvav, says the Rambam, Nazir shenit malameis, a Nazir that becomes Tomei Tumas Meis is Tomei Shiva. He's Tomei 7 days. Bein betumai shu megalechale. And it doesn't matter if the tumah is one of the tumahs that the nos is megalech, or if it's one of the tumahs that the nos is not megalech. Either way, he's tummy 7 days, and here's the punchline. Not just that, either way, says the Rambam, hareza loika. He's going to get malchus. Afraid to mechas chenoch, mitzvah reish samach gimel, and the Maran agrees in the last tickle and brisker oven safe and hilchas psuli amikdashim. L'chayit is a stiris and Rambam. Here the Rambam said that the side of the elud varm she'ena nozim galei chalein is that these are not tumas deiraisa. How could then the Rambam say that you get malchus if it's not tumas deiraisa? So why are you getting malchus? Says the brisker of, you have to say, for those familiar with l'shoinei hazav shalai Rambam, this is something we've spoken about many, many times over the years, not recently, but many times over the years. The Rambam could be, when he said that the Tumah She'ena Nazim Galei Chaleim are not Divrei Torah, he didn't mean that they're Tumah Derabanan. But the Rambam used to use the word Mi Dinei Torah and Mi Divrei Seifrim very, very loosely. And what the Rambam really means is that they're both Deiraisa, but one is Mi Divrei Torah in that one is Mefurish in the Torah, and the other was Einam Midivrei Torah. It's not Mefurish in the Torah. It's only learned out from the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah Nidrash HaSpam. Where does the Rambam say something like this? In a bunch of places. He says about Riches in his Shroshim and Sefer HaMitzvahs, but the most famous place is the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchas Yishus, where the Rambam says, Isha Niknas Bekasim Shtar and Bia, and the Rambam says, two of the three are Medivrei Torah, one is Medivrei Seifrim. Which one is Medivrei Seifrim? Kesef. The fact that Isha Niknas Bekasim is only Medivrei Seifrim, because it's learned that only from Exer Shava, Kicha Kicha Mistay Ephraim. By the way, Rashi in Ksubas Tav Gimel Amar Aleph brings this B'Shem, all his Rabbi Isai, right? That all the Rebbes of Rashi said in the Sugya of Kol, the Kaddish, Adaita, the Rabbanon, Mekadesh, the Afkinu Rabbanu, the Kedusha Mineh, the Gemara says, Teinach, the Kaddish Bekaspo. Fake Rashi, what's the difference if you're Mekadesh Bekaspo, if you're Mekadesh Beshtarubiyo? So he says, Shamati Kol Rabbeisim Mefarshim, all my Rebbe said, because when you're Mekadesh Bekaspo, it's only a Kedusha the Rabbanu, because it's only learned down from Gzeir Shavah. How could you even say that? When you learn something from Gzeir Shavah, it's the Rabbanu, of course it's the Raisa. So in the Rambam Al Koponim, you have to work on Rashi's Rebbe's. But as it relates to the Rambam for sure, the Rambam in semantics used to refer to things that are not mefurish in the Torah as divrei soifrim, and this teretz, even though it seems a little asayif zoknim shad in a Rambam, but it's meyashiv a lot of Rambams. Right? If the Chachmi Lonil ever asked the Rambam this question, it's probably what the Rambam would have said. But the point is that the Rambam very often would, when he would describe deiraisa, not deiraisa, not mean what we mean when we say deiraisa. It's all deiraisa. Is it mefurish in the Torah or not mefurish in the Torah? Al Kaponim said the Brisker Rav. It's posh. It's posh. To describe it was stamazoi pasha, but it's pasha. Also, mikayach the Rambam in Ilchas Zeiros. The Rambam says you get malchus if a nazir is metame to one of the tumish in a nazir galaychale. That what emerges is that the yisoid achilik between the two mishnayos, the dvarim she'anos megalechlim and the dvarim she'inanos megalechlim, is not one's deraisa, one's the rabban. They're both deraisa. One is mefurish in the Torah, and the other one is not mefurish in the Torah. And the avoid of the Brisker Rav and that shtickle is that why would it be that a tumah that's mefurish in the Torah, that type of tumah somehow the nos is megaleach, but the tumah that's not mefurish in the Torah, the nos is not megaleach. Meaning bishloimo, if the Rambam is meant to be taken literally, one's deraisa, one's the rabbanon, so then it's pasha. But if the Rambam is not meant to be taken literally and it's all deraisa, so what's the difference if the deraisa is mefurish in the Torah or if it's not mefurish in the Torah? And it's negeya hen the halacha of when the nos is megaleach, hen the halacha bias mikdosh, and according to the Masech, the smach is according to Kamer Rishonim, it's also in a gay when a kohen is not allowed to be metamah to a mace. But the bottom line is that's what emerges. Now, the emes is another Rambam that you have to just be aware of. We mentioned this in the old shiur, but never in this machzer. And that is, we posted some of those shiur. But the point is that the Rambam in the beginning of Perek Zayin, Hilchas Naziris, Halacha Aleph, listen to the Rambam's lashon. Yesh tumis min ha-meis she'ein ha-nazir migaleach alim. There's certain tumis min ha-meis that the nazir is not migaleach. Even though he's tummy 7 days, but at the same time, the nos is not megaleach, and it's not soisa the koyim. The fi shloim nemar boi v'chiyitma lenefesh ela v'chiyomus meis olav. And the reason is because it doesn't say regarding the nazir v'chiyitma lenefesh if he'll come in contact with a mace. But what does it say v'chiyomus meis olav? And from the lashon of v'chiyomus meis olav, we learn ad sheyitma betumos shehein me'atzmoi shomeis. So it has to be me'atzmoi shomeis, and if it's not me'atzmoi shomeis, then the nos is not megaleach. It sounds like the Rambam is giving you the shlissel, the mafteach, to understand the difference between the two mishnayos. That the mishnah daf mem tesel mebeis that mentions the two mishnah nos megaleach, these are all me'atzmoi shomeis. Whereas the mishnah daf nun dalet that mentions the two mishnah inanos megaleach, these are not me'atzmoi shomeis. And being that it says v'chiyomus meis, all it has to be me'atzmoi shomeis. That's what the gerei is. So freik the brisker of and that shtickle and stafer, we fight to have a stiras harambam. You have a stiras harambam between the Rambam and tumas meis perik gimel alocha gimel that seems to say the chilek between the two lists is divrei Torah, divrei Seifrim, albeit with the Brisker Rav's Havana, that one is mefurish in the Torah, the other one's only from the Yud Gemara Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes. But the problem is, in Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam has a whole different mahalach. It has nothing to do with whether it's mefurish or not mefurish, but what it has to do with is it me'atzmei shalmeis or is it not me'atzmei shalmeis. So the Brisker Rav there says an Eitzah, it's beyond the scope of this raid by Ayin Shah. But again, just to walk away with at least a toyameh of what's happening over here, is that we have the two mishnayos, the mishnah mem tes on the days, we have the mishnah daf nun dalet. Not all tumas meis was created equally. Where does it ever chapsach and afgemina? Number one, when is the nazir megalech? Number two, bias mikdash. And number three, this mesecht smach is that Tosfos brings in brachas yotes on the days. That's a tremendous, tremendous tumult in the poskim, whether we pasken that way or we don't pasken that way. What's the chilik between the two lists? The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Meis, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel, seems to say one is mefurish in the Torah, the other one's not mefurish in the Torah. And the Rambam in Hilchas Naziris, Perek Zayin, Halacha Aleph, seems to say that one list is Atzmoi Shal Meis, and the other one is not Atzmoi Shal Meis. Now, the Rav and Seif and the end of Psuliyah Mekdashim, is beyond the scope of this raid night, but there's another briskurov that's in Chumash. It's a lot shorter and a lot easier. That's, I think, within the range of this raid night. And we'll mention that briskurov. And that is, briskurov said that if you look in the psukim in Parshas Chukas, so very, very wordy and really hard to know exactly what's going on. But the pasuk's describing Tumas Meis. And the pasuk says as follows, Hanageya ben Meis, v'chol nefesh adam, v'tomei shnivas yom. Someone that's Negeya ben Meis, v'chol nefesh adam, he's tomei 7 days. Hu yischat aboy, this is more geshmak with the trap, but hu yischat aboy b'yoyim ha-shlishi, u b'yoyim ha-shvii yitah. He needs hazah from the paraduma b'yoyim ha-shlishi, b'yoyim ha-shvii, v'm lo yischat, t'nai kofel. Right, the Gemara brings this in the sugya of Tanai Kofa. So if he has taira on b'yei mashlishu b'yei mashvi yitta, v'm lo yischata b'yei mashlishu b'yei mashvi lo yitta. Then the pasuk says again, sim tzveitim, kol anegeya b'meis, b'nefesh adam asha yomus, v'lo yischata. If someone was negeya b'meis, and he didn't do the yischata b'yei mashlishu b'yei mashvi, as mishkan Hashem time, if he enters the mishkan, right, it's if, he enters the mishkan, time, v'nichrus ha'nefesh himi yisrael, ki mei nida lo yzoyrak olav, tameyia. And the Riskerov Shtelzach, that doesn't the Pasuk seem to be redundant? Hanegeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tomei shivas yamim. And then again, kol hanegeya b'meis b'nefesh adam asher yomus v'lo yischata. Why does the Torah have to chazer over again? Kol hanegeya b'meis b'nefesh adam asher yomus v'lo yischata. You started off, hanegeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tomei shivas yamim. What do you have to do? Hu yischata b'beim ha-shli sh'beim ha-shvi v'm lo yischata b'beim sh'beim ha-shvi lo yita. Good. And then the pasuk should say that if he enters the Mishkan, es Mishkan Hashem timei v'nichas ha-nefesh yimi Yisrael, ki mei nida lo yitzar gov, tam yiyah, itum asovay. Why does the pasuk chazer over kol anegei b'meis b'nefesh adam asher yomus v'lo yischata? Said the brisker of Nifla. He said because it's mevur in the sugis and mesachtes nazir, that there's two types of Tumas Meis. There's the list of Tumas Meis that the Nazir is Megaleich Aleim, and there's the list of Tumas Meis that the Nazir is not Megaleich Aleim. But those two lists are not only Negei Hilchas Naziris, but today's daf, the Mishnah that we just learned, it's also Negei the Halachas of Bias Mikdash. That there are times that if someone's Tummy Tumas Meis and he enters the Mikdash in that state, then it's going to be a problem. And then there are times that he's not going to be subject to the laws of Bias Mikdash. The only time a person is chayev for bias mikdash is if he's tummy tumas meis, but it's a zasor tuma shanoz megalechlem. So this is the briskerov in sefer in chumash. Said the briskerov, what's the koyveya of the two lists? So he brings the Rambam in hilchas naziris. Again, you have to miyash of the two steers that the Rav did already in hilchas psulim mikdash. But what's the koyveya? So he brings the Rambam perek zayin alacha aleph that the Rambam says is it meyatz moishal meis or is it not meyatz moishal meis? Where did the Rambam get this from? Who state by the nazir that it has to be meyatz moishal meis? The Rambam learned it in the pasuk. It's a mefurish Rambam because it doesn't say ki yitmel nefesh adam. It says v'chiyamus meis olav. And Kiyamus Meisav, the person bunch died on him. So Kiyamus Meisav, that's where the Rambam saw this Indian of it has to be Meyatz Meishal Meis. So said the Briskerov, that's what's going on in this pasuk. Hanegeya ben Meis l'chol nefesh adam. If someone comes in contact with a mace, it doesn't matter if it's the list on Memtes Amid Beis or if it's the list on Daf Nun Dalet. What's the halacha of the Tomei Shivas Yomim? He's Tomei for 7 days. What does someone do if he's Tomei 7 days? Hu yischata b'beim mashlish u b'beim mashviyit. Now the Torah is going to tell me the halacha b'yis mikdash, but the Torah can't just run into the halacha b'yis mikdash because not every person that's tummy tumas meis is subject to the laws of b'yis mikdash. Zok the Torah tzim tzveitim ol kol hanoygeya b'meis b'nefesh ha'odom asher yomus. What does asher yomus mean? The Rambam darshan the word asher yomus in Perek Zayin halacha aleph hilchos naziris. Asher yomus means it's me'atz me'shal meis. So if it's going to be asher yomus, it's going to be atz me'shal meis. V'lo yischat. Then as Mishkan Hashem Timei v'nichrasu ha'nefesh ha'himi Yisrael ki mei nida le'zayra kol of tam yeh oito masavai. Those are the two things that are going on in this pasuk. Every word in the Torah that we should take for granted because we're meratzim in these sugyas. But the Briskerov is mamish betuv tam based on a Rambam and Hilchos Naziris. Those are the two things happening over here. This is the more generalist. The generalist is negeya every person that's tamei tumas meis. Hanegeya b'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tamei shivas yomim. But as it relates to as Mishkan Hashem Timei v'nichrasu, that's only things that the Nosses Megaleh. When's the Nazir Megalech? If it's Me'atz Meishal Meis. How did the Torah say it in the parasha of Nazir? Asher Yomus. It's Kolan Egeh B'meis B'nefesh Adam Asher Yomus V'lo Yischata. It's one paragraph in the Briskerov, and the Briskerov fears always V'dayik. Al Kopanim, that's the first Torah.